grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A few weeks ago, at a worship and music committee meeting, when we were picking out hymns for this Sunday, I shared with the group that one of the first traditions I had with my mother after I was adopted at the ripe old age of 23 was an early Easter morning tradition. She would set her alarm to go off very early that morning while it was still dark, so that she could go into the hallway and plug in her little CD boombox stereo that apparently is now back in fashion and is retro and kids are buying them like crazy. We have it probably in her house somewhere. So she'd plug her little boombox in, turn up the volume as loud as it would go, and she would play a track from a CD that was an a cappella rendition of Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Now, even though I knew the night before it was going to happen the next morning, I always found myself startled to wake up that way, but just for a second, because when I heard it, it brought me comfort, and I laid there and woke up to the song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, on Easter morning. And so since we had just talked about it a few weeks ago, I was looking to see if there was a way I could get my phone to go off to that song on my alarm, and I found a way. And so that's how George and I woke up this morning. My alarm went off to that same song, still in the dark. I love it because it's a wonderful reminder that even in the dark of night, Jesus is already risen. You see, the resurrection happened without my knowing this morning. It happened without my awareness. It happened without me doing anything. In the dark, Jesus rose from the grave, just as he did all those years ago. The women, the incredibly faithful women in today's gospel lessons, both the John passage we read at the sunrise service and this Mark passage, these women made their way through the darkness in the early hours of that morning to the tomb. The last time that they had seen Jesus, they were standing at the foot of the cross. They watched him die a brutal death that day. And I imagine that in the time since, they had exhausted themselves with weeping. I'm sure, like most of us who have gone through something traumatic and grief-stricken at death, that they had barely eaten or even slept. Overwhelmed by the pain and the trauma and sorrow, they were probably just trying to get through the next minute. And the next minute, and the next minute. So when they arrived at the tomb early that morning, they must have still been deep in grief and horror and shock and disbelief at what had happened. Now, depending on Mark's story or John's story, it was either just before dawn or just after dawn that what happened on that day, these women experienced it in the dark. And it's no doubt because all of those who loved Jesus were probably struggling to make their way through the darkest time they had ever experienced. You see, these women, they had remained with Jesus until the end. And although that day, as they witnessed his murder and were helpless to do anything but watch and weep, this morning, even in their pain and sadness, they made their way to the tomb to do what they could do. They brought their ointments and perfumes so that they could honor Jesus by giving his battered body a proper cleansing, anointing, and burial. And this, beloved, is where Easter begins. in the darkness, in the shadow of death, is where Easter began. But it's not where it ends. Because we know that when the women arrived at the tomb, they found that the stone had been rolled away and that Jesus' body was not there. I can't begin to understand the complex emotions they must have felt in those moments, fear and sadness and anger and confusion, all intensified by their grief and sleep deprivation. In those moments, they must have experienced a depth of darkness that made the dark of Good Friday pale in comparison. And yet, it was in the darkness that God had done God's most wondrous work. Sometime in the dead of night, God had raised Jesus from the dead. While the world was sleeping, while the world was covered in darkness, God was active. In the dark of night, rather than in broad daylight, the resurrection had taken place. And until these women arrived, no one knew. There was nothing to be done by anyone. Sometime between sundown and sunrise, while it was still dark, God was at work on our behalf, defeating death forever. God had completed all the work overnight while everyone rested. Resurrection Sunday reminds us that we need not be afraid or overcome by the darkness that we so often experience or feel, because God was and God still is at work in the dark. When we consider the darkness in our own lives, in the lives of our brothers and sisters, and in the world around us, our hope is in God, who is always at work in the dark, long before we are aware of it, long before we understand it, sometimes long before we even recognize it. In the midst of our despair, while we are still grieving, when we are sure that nothing good could come out of despair, and even when we are certain that all hope is lost, God is still always at work, bringing life out of death. On that first Easter morning, the women discovered that God had been at work in the dark. And on this Easter morning, we remember and hold fast to the truth that God still is. Alleluia. Amen.